بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم ربي زدني علما وارزقني فهما ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد Honorable listeners, we thank Allah, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, our provider, our beloved Allah. And we ask Allah to grant His choices of salawat, salam, durood upon our beloved master, Allah's Habib, Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear friends in Islam, in the next few moments that we have together, we'd like to discuss a few important aspects with regards to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibn Kathir rahmatullah has made mention that for the revelation of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of His creation. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of months. That is the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of nights. The night of Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of places. In other words, Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Habib, Madinatul Munawwara, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from here, it's not difficult to understand the status of the kalam of Allah, the status of the Quran in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is mentioned very beautifully, that Al-Quran ahabbu ila Allah min as-samawati wal-ardi wa man fihin. That the Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens, than the earth, and everything that is contained in the heavens and the earth. And the status of the Qur'an al-Kareem is so high, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal it to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, neither to Musa alayhi salam, or to Isa alayhi salam, or to the very first of the Anbiya Adam alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it to the last, and the best of all, the greatest of all, Allah's Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of hearts. And the best heart is the heart of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ Allah ta'ala said, عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ upon your heart, O Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So beloved listeners in Islam, if the status of Quran is so great, we can conclude that the person who connects himself or herself to the Quran will also be so great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person becomes great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this person beloved in the eyes, in the hearts of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear friends in Islam, let each and every one of us make a resolution that we will connect ourselves to the Qur'an al-Kareem, not only to the recitation of the Qur'an al-Kareem, but I advise myself firstly and every one of you to make such an effort so that we can, inshallah, understand the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, learn the language of revelation of the Qur'an al-Kareem so that we can understand the Qur'an al-Kareem. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah Ta'ala says, كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that kitabun anzalna, such a book we've sent down, such a book we've revealed, mubarak, that is filled with barakat and blessings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, liyadabbaru, the primary purpose of the revelation of the Quran is liyadabbaru ayati, so that its ayat, its verses can be reflected upon, its verses can be reflected and pondered over. Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, what does Allah ta'ala say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala asks the question, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that are there locks upon their hearts? Allahu Akbar. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us that we should make tadabbur, we should reflect upon the verses of the Quran Kareem. So, dear friends in Islam, a sign that a person loves Allah and he loves his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that a person connects himself or herself to the Quran Kareem. As-Sahal Tastari rahmatullah alayhi, a great mufassir of the Quran, one of our pious predecessors, he mentioned very beautifully that alamatu hubbillahi hubbul Quran, that a sign that you love Allah is that you love Quran. Dear friends, dear listeners, sooner or later every one of us have to depart from this dunya. Let us ponder over our reality. Do we really love Quran Kareem? Week after week passes and we don't touch the Quran Kareem. A person, for example, has not seen his friend for a certain period of time, and he says, I haven't seen this friend of mine in so many days. Allahu Akbar. He misses his friend. When we leave the Quran Kareem, do we miss the Quran Kareem? Do we miss the time spent without the Quran Kareem? And we need to increase our love for the Quran Kareem, for the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the saying in English says, that out of sight, out of mind. So we need to see the Quran. The more time we spend with the Quran, the more time, the more love will increase in our hearts when we spend more time with the Quran Kareem. And one of our great scholars, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Dorat Saab, I was listening to one of his talks, Allahu Akbar. He's been a great inspiration to me and to thousands across the globe. So Hazrat Maulana Salim Saab Damat Barakatuh mentioned, he said a few things, and I'd like to share these things with you, inshallah. He said that let us make a resolution. Every one of us should make a resolution that on a daily basis, let us spend at least 15 minutes with the Quran Kareem. And Hazrat Maulana says something. He says that if we look at 90% of the ummah have disconnected themselves from the Quran Kareem totally. And what do we mean by totally? In other words, firstly, no understanding, no practicing of the Quran, and no recitation. 90% of the ummah. And he says that the remaining 10% who are connected to the Quran Kareem, from this 10% who are connected to the Quran Kareem, 9% are only connected to the recitation of the Quran Kareem. So 9% are connected to the tilawah, to the recitation only. And he says only 1% of this ummah, or even less than 1%, are connected to the Quran fully. In other words, the understanding of the Quran, making amal on the Quran, and the recitation of the Quran. And he says that we expect the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend. And in the same, very same bayan which I heard of Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat shared a few points with regards to, subhanallah, some of our salafus salihin, some of the pious predecessors, what was their connection to the Quran Kareem, how much of Quran Kareem they would recite, Allahu Akbar, in Ramadan, out of Ramadan. And he says that Urwa bin Zubayr rahmatullah alayhi, one of our pious predecessors, throughout his life, he read 7.5 juz of the ajza of the Quran Kareem every single day. In other words, every fourth night, every fourth day, he would make khatam of Quran Kareem, and he would complete the Quran Kareem in tahajjud salah. Allahu Akbar. Then there's so many other examples. And inshallah, if Allah gives us the opportunity closer to the month of Ramadan, we'll mention regarding some of our other pious predecessors, Allahu Akbar, like Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik, Imam Anas rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. So he mentions that in recent times we might have heard those that have studied the Qira'at, especially in our Darul Ulooms in South Africa and other parts of the world, would have heard the name of Qari Fatah Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullah Alayh. Subhanallah, he would complete the Qur'an Kareem in Ramadan every 3 nights in Taraweeh Salah. And Allahu Akbar, as he recited in the different Qira'at, he would complete the Qur'an in all the different, in the 10 Qira'at over the month of Ramadan, one after the other, Allahu Akbar. And he was such that he knew his Qur'an so well, he would be able to recite the Qur'an Kareem even backwards, Allahu Akbar. And one of his students, Qari Rahim Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ali, Allahu Akbar, Qari Rahim Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ali, despite teaching and his other commitments, Allahu Akbar, he would recite 20 ajza of the Qur'an Kareem out of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar. Out of Ramadan, he would recite 20 ajza of Qur'an Kareem, Allahu Akbar. And Allahu Akbar, it has also been mentioned with regards to our, Allahu Akbar, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, those like Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one instance, Allahu Akbar, this is mentioned by Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh, that Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he completed the entire Qur'an Kareem in one rakat of salah. Dear friends in Islam, the reason I'm mentioning is that not that we are expected to reach the same level, but we can take some inspiration. What was their love for Qur'an Kareem? How much of Qur'an they recited? Allahu Akbar, Uthman radiallahu anhu, in one rakat of salah, he completes the entire Quran. One of the pious predecessors also, Sa'id bin Jubayr rahmatullah ali, also completed. And what was the great honor Allah blessed him with? On one instance, he entered into the Kaaba Sharif. And upon entering the Kaaba Sharif, he made the intention of performing 2 rakats of salah. And in 1 rakah of his salah, he completed the entire Quran Kareem in the Kaaba Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi makes mention that Abu Bakr bin Iyash rahmatullah alayhi, he was a very great muhaddith. He recited the entire Quran Kareem daily for a period of 30 years, Allahu Akbar. Malana Muhammad Zakaria Sheikhul Hadith Nawarallahu Marqadahu, Allahu Akbar, the author of the kitabs that all of us recite, people recite throughout the world, the Fadaili A'mal, the Fadaili Sadaqat, the Fadaili Hajj, the Fadaili of Salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the greatest ulama of our century, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, for more than 40 years of his life, he would complete the entire Quran Kareem, Allahu Akbar, every day. Allahu Akbar, in the month of Ramadan, for more than 40 years, this was his practice. Now a question a person can ask is, how is it possible for a person to complete the entire Qur'an Kareem in a single night? What is the answer which our mashayikh have given? Is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants a person the stamina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person. You know, many times in this world, we'll say this person has done this, he's done that, he's taken part in this marathon or in this race, and or he went for this particular, he climbed up this mountain or he climbed up that mountain, he achieved this. This is a person has love for something, he pushes himself, he has that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person. So subhanallah, when it comes to reciting so much of Quran, spending so much of time in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person the stamina, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is all with love. When a person acquires love, then what seems to be impossible, what seems to be difficult, doesn't only become easy, it becomes a pleasure, Allahu Akbar. And Maulana Muhammad Salim Dorat Sahib also went on to say, he says that I'll give you a beautiful prescription, and by following this prescription, you'll enjoy practicing upon deen. And Allahu Akbar, he says that from every single bayan, we've sat in so many bayans in our lifetime, Allahu Akbar. He says, never ever get up from a single bayan without taking one thing from that bayan. And he says that if you're lazy, you find deen difficult. Deen is not difficult. A sick person cannot enjoy the fragrance. He cannot enjoy the fragrance of certain types of beautiful perfumes and scents. Why is it? Because that person might be ill, Allahu Akbar. Once his illness is gone, then he can appreciate that. So he says a sick person cannot enjoy maybe, for example, a biryani. So we are sick, so we don't enjoy deen. And he says, in order to become healthy, we need to take medication, we need to take medicine. And he says that, tell yourself, I'm going to look for the easiest thing to do in this bayan. And when you go to another bayan, do the same thing. Keep on increasing one amal in your life. And if you do this, see what will happen to you in 6 months. You'll begin to taste, he says, you know, like that sick person cannot enjoy that lovely food, that meal, that biryani. He says, similarly, you see what happens to you. You'll begin to taste the biryani of deen, the taste of deen. You'll begin to ask others for nasiha, for advice. You'll be looking forward to make amal on that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Insha'Allah, if Allah gives us the opportunity on another occasion, we'll try and look at certain other ayat of the Quran Kareem, ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and examples in the lives of the pious predecessors with regards to their love, their dedication, their commitment to the Quran Kareem. And as the month of Ramadan is approaching, how we can also increase in our love for Quran, our recitation for Quran Kareem. And as I remember, you know, I had an uncle of mine who passed away roughly about 2 years ago. He was in his 70s the time he passed away. And I remember every Ramadan he would call me and he would say, Maulana, Alhamdulillah, this Ramadan I've memorized this surah of Quran. So besides his normal tilawat, he would make an effort. For example, he would say, you know, I memorized Surah Al-Fatah, or I memorized Surah Allahu Akbar, this surah, that surah of the Quran Kareem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a very strong attachment to Quran Kareem. And if I've uttered anything that is wrong, that is incorrect, it is from myself and Shaitan. Whatever is correct, it is from Allah. I say Jazakallahu khaira for this opportunity, and I say Jazakallah to each and every one of you for paying attention. And Allah Ta'ala make us from مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, from those that listen and make amal in the most beautiful manner. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.